Welcome to Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Lester Graham. There's a controversial bill that would require able-bodied people in Michigan who receive Medicaid health coverage to work a set number of hours a week or be enrolled in school to get their benefits. It's making headlines across the country. Republican State Senator Mike Shirkey introduced the legislation, and he's with us now. Senator, many people on Medicaid in Michigan are already working. Why is this legislation needed?
Did you say most people on Medicaid are working already?
Don't we know that kind of at least half, if not more?
Yeah, this legislation will end up mostly applying to the Healthy Michigan expanded eligibility population of Medicaid. And the Department of Health and Human Services indicates to me that about half of that 700,000 enrolled in Healthy Michigan are working.
Okay.
So that still leaves a big number, 300 to 350,000 people who are not. We know that there are some of those that do have some disabilities that make it difficult to work, but still don't qualify for traditional Medicaid. And so we are very carefully crafting exemptions to try to address most of those. But there's a big cohort of that 300 to 350,000 that would be identified as able-bodied and able to work.
And why do you think they're not working?
Various reasons. I could give you an example.
Sure.
The bill was introduced, got a kind of a poison pen email from a gal who's a substitute teacher. I won't reveal the county that she lives in, but she said in her email that she doesn't want this bill to pass because she may lose her Medicaid. She works 1 to 2 days a week as a substitute teacher. So I got her phone number, and I found out where she lived, and I gave her a call. And she was a little surprised to hear from me, but asked her if she had any other conflicts or problems or constraints that would prevent her from working more than 1 or 2 days a week. And she says, no, that's just what I choose to work. And then when I revealed to her that in her county, there are 20 average daily unfilled substitute teacher requests mm-hmm. every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little bit of a silence on the other end of the phone. And she said, well, I just choose to work 1 to 2 days a week.
So is the idea that your concern is someone with a story like that represents these 300,000 people that would, you know, be affected by this?
My assertion is if there's one, there's more. And we need people. I mean, Zoe, 7 years ago when I first ran for office, the three biggest concerns in our economy were taxes, regulation, and just a bad economy. And today, without question, without exception, the number one concern of businesses across the state to help us maintain our economic recovery is access to workers.
Yeah. So an analysis...
And these are across the spectrum, Zoe, not just high-skilled people, but low-skilled people as well.
Yeah. An analysis of the bill says that this legislation could actually cost the state more than it saves. And the Center for Healthcare Research says it appears about 6.5% of people could actually lose their health insurance just in the first year, more after that. Is that still then sound policy for Michigan?
Well, I would reject that notion completely. First of all, nobody's going to lose
Well, it's
lose
not a notion.
Their...
It's research. I mean, it's an analysis of the bill.
Well, they can't do that analysis until the final bill's written, Joey, first of all. Second of all, they cannot do that analysis until they understand what the systems are being designed in place to actually administer the program. And that has been my number one focus, is making sure we don't design something that costs so much money that it makes no sense. And I think we're just days away from announcing the final agreement between myself, the department, and the governor. And your people are going to be surprised to find out that it's not going to cost as much, anywhere near as much as people thought it was going to.
So, Senator, I think you're making a bit of news here for us. Do you have a deal with Governor Snyder? Because previously he was not on board with the 29 hours. I know there's been a lot of talk. So do you have a deal now with the governor to support this legislation?
I'm happy to report to you that we are very close, very close. And we never were that far apart. The 29 hours was always a negotiation point because of CMS regulations. We were going to have to get closer to the similar work requirement hours as there already exists for food stamps, et cetera. So it was just a part of the legislative process. You've been around long enough to know that.
I certainly do, which is why I want to know more about what this deal might look like. So it sounds like we'll have to wait till next week to hear more.
I already revealed to you that it's going to be a lot closer to what it looks like for food stamps, et cetera, than it does 29 hours.
Yeah.
So,
The bill would exempt people from working requirements if they live in counties with more than 8.5% unemployment. Why did you decide on using counties with 8.5% as that cutoff?
First of all, it was a suggestion by those who were opposing it to provide some relief in areas where people live that there's high unemployment. But, this is a big but upon exploring that, in assessing how much it would cost to actually administer it and keep track of it and adjust it every month, et cetera, we've decided that that's not even going to be an exemption anymore, and we're going to provide more flexibility for people that within a year's period, they're going to have months where the variability will allow them to go in and out of the workplace and still not lose their coverage. For instance, within over a 12-month period, it could be up to 3 months where they may not be able to keep their job because of seasonality or because of changing jobs, but we're going to remove the unemployment exemption because it was just going to become too expensive to administer.
And it also was controversial. I mean, we had national news outlets talking about, I think the Washington Post might have even called it racist because of how it would mean that folks in cities like Detroit weren't going to be treated necessarily fairly as more white folks in rural areas in the UP. Is that some of what helped change this legislation?
Had absolutely nothing to do with it. I enjoy having that debate over that horrendous R-word claim. That has only been administered by people who view the world through that filter only, and it was offensive from the beginning, but that's not the reason we changed it. It's just simply going to be too costly to do it, because if you think about it, that would cause the department to have to track all 83 counties on a monthly basis, what their unemployment rate was going to be, et cetera. And it just became an overly burdensome qualification in the program itself.
Let me ask you one more question. Sorry, before I wrap up.
Yes, ma'am.
Senator, I just want to confirm just so that I'm understanding this. So next week, likely you're on board more closer to food stamps, so 19 or 20 hours a week, and you have the word from Governor Snyder that he supports that?
Well, I can't. I don't want to go quite that far.
Okay.
The governor's folks have been in the room for the last 2 weeks, when we've been doing fine tuning and dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's. I will tell you this: the governor is taking a leadership role in testing the outline of what we're going to be proposing at CMS, and I'm very grateful for the fact that he's done that. So that tells me that he's very interested in getting something like this done. So you can report that.
Republican State Senator Mike Shirkey, thanks so much for joining us on Stateside today.
You're welcome, Joey.